So let me see if I have understood your question. That when we are trying to connect with Krishna, there are real objects in this world which distract us away. And they are real concerns, they are practical issues which we have to deal with. And on the other hand, when we have to connect to Krishna, there doesn't seem to be anything tangible with which we can connect. So how can we reconnect with Krishna and not be distracted by the world? Is that your question? Actually, at our stage, connection is essentially a process of reconnection, a continued process of reconnection. We will get disconnected from Krishna, again we connect. We're disconnected, we again connect. Now when a plane, say, is going from one destination to another, tomorrow, say, I'm going from Montreal to Toronto. Now in the plane, 90% of the time, the plane is off course. Because there's a wind pressure, there's atmospheric conditions, there's the momentum of the plane. The plane is off course. What gets the plane on course, what keeps the plane, what ensures the plane reaches the destination is the reorientation. The pilot or the autopilot, whatever it is, it reorients. The wind makes the plane go off, reorient. Like when we are driving a car. You know, the car, it will go off track, just a little bit we move the wheels, it comes back on track. Again we move the wheels, it comes back on track. So like that, then our spiritual journey also, we get disoriented, again we reorient. Disoriented, again we reorient. That's how we grow in our spiritual life. And that is why periodic spiritual association is required. Regularly. So once a week we come to temple for programs or whatever frequency it is, we come in the association of devotees. That reminds us, oh, this is also important. Because the nature of the world is that it will make us feel, oh, you know, this is important. See, the way illusion works, the way the forces of illusion, Maya works, is different for materialistic people and for devotees. For materialistic people, Maya makes you feel the spiritual stuff. This is just nonsense. Don't bother about it. But for devotees, what Maya does is, Maya says, the forces of illusion, they say, the spiritual stuff is important. But this is urgent. This is urgent. And in that way, we just stay caught in the urgent and we never make time for the important. But when we come in association, remember, this is important, I have to make for time for it now. This is also urgent. So that reorientation happens when we come in association of devotees. So similarly, that is maybe we come weekly once or whatever frequency it is. But coming periodically in association is very important. And even in our day, if we have a schedule by which we make time on a regular basis. So I get disoriented, so every morning, I do some spiritual practices. Then that reorients me. I'll go off track, I come back on track. So when we are going off track, it's just that I'm going this way, I go on this way. Now again, I come back this way. Again, I go up that way, again, I come back this way. And that way we keep moving forwards. Now as we keep practicing bhakti more and more, what happens is that initially Krishna is just in the background. That, oh, you know, yes, Krishna is there and I have to serve him. But as we keep practicing bhakti, Krishna starts coming in the foreground. We start perceiving Krishna's presence more and more. Because what happens? We are getting purified. We are focusing more on Krishna. It's like anything we do new for the first time. Say, if we speak in public for the first time, we are so self-conscious, you know, how I'm looking, how my hair is combed, how my tilak is, how my dress is. We are so self-conscious of other things that we forget what I'm going to speak. But if we start speaking regularly, then okay, all these, how I look is important, but what I'm speaking is more important. Isn't it? So, the externals go in the background and the essence, what I'm speaking, that comes in the foreground. Similarly, as we keep practicing bhakti, we are aware of both. We are aware of Krishna, we are aware of the world also. When we keep practicing bhakti more and more, Krishna starts coming more and more in the foreground. So, for Srila Prabhupada, you know, whether he was speaking to two people in a private darshan, in a private meeting with people, or whether he's speaking to 20,000 people in a big program, Prabhupada was speaking about Krishna for Krishna. Just as enthusiastic. So you're speaking for Krishna's pleasure. So we also, as we keep practicing bhakti, Krishna starts coming in the foreground. And when Krishna comes in the foreground, the disorientation that is happening, that starts becoming lesser. We get disoriented, immediately we come back. So we'll get reoriented faster and faster and faster. And the disorientation will be lesser and lesser and lesser. And as far as tangibility is concerned, yes, we need to find out what tangible objects in spiritual life can connect me with Krishna quickly. In the Bhakti Samrita Sindhu, the word is used Uddipan. Uddipan means spiritual stimulus. Just like we all have particular sense objects which captivate us. You know, we may have some say movie songs. If we hear, immediately our mind starts fantasizing. We may have some sports. As soon as we start watching, I just want to do this. So like that, we all have certain material objects which very quickly trigger our emotions, which capture our consciousness. So like that, we will all have some spiritual objects which immediately trigger our emotions spiritually, which capture our consciousness. For some of us, it may be just taking darshan of the favorite deities. For some of us, it may be hearing Hare Krishna dhun, a particular Hare Krishna kirtan in a particular dhun. For some of us, it might be just hearing the class of a particular devotee. For some of us, it might be reciting verses. So whatever it is that quickly connects us with Krishna, we need to, while practicing bhakti, keep observing and finding this thing. Whatever it is that quickly connects us with Krishna, we cherish that as a spiritual sense object. They said there are material sense objects, there are spiritual sense objects. And the particular spiritual sense object that quickly draws our consciousness towards Krishna, that is what we should cherish. And we keep that available for us always. Maybe as a picture of the deity, music, shlokas, whatever it is. Or sometimes it might just be some quotable quotes. You know, we hear some nice quotes, nice thoughts, write them down, keep them in our phone. Whenever we start getting agitated, just read it. So we find out some tangible manifestations of Krishna conscious wisdom or Krishna conscious culture or Krishna himself ultimately. And we keep them readily accessible. That way, when the disconnection happens, the reconnection can happen faster. So essentially, connection with Krishna is a process of continuing reconnection. And that continuing reconnection can happen by repeated practice of bhakti periodically in external association of devotees, by regularly doing our own sadhana, by purification by which Krishna from the background comes to the foreground, and by exposing ourselves more and more to our particular uddipan, the particular sense objects that immediately connect us with Krishna. Does that answer your question? So thank you very much.